No surprise. I think he was probably as frustrated as we were that we weren't getting touchdowns. And, you know, we love that he believes in us. And, you know, that's just one of those things that, you know, just that empowerment of the offense that he believes in us to get it done. And I'm just thankful I didn't overthrow it. I'm starting to kind of think like him. So I kind of was like, he's probably going to go for this. And then he looked at the kickers and said, no, get off. And, like, in my head, it's, like, just natural. Like, cool, yeah, 4th and 2 in the red zone. We're going to go for it, you know. And, you know, it's just I'm starting to think we're getting on the same page, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you talked earlier in the week about the rapport you have with Michael Craig. Just how much of a comfort is it to know that you have a safety net like
you? Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to figure out something better to say, but it's just nice. You know, it is. You know, you guys can probably think of a cooler way to say it, but to me, that's good enough. You know, it's just, it's nice to have. It really is.
Didn't even look like he was open on that play. Does it matter sometimes to you?
No. As you guys know, as you guys probably saw, I take some chances here and there. And, you know, we just hope that they work out more times than they don't. But he's a guy that, you know, we talked about last week. He's super competitive. You know, he wants to win. You know, whenever he's upset, it's just, you know, if he's ever upset, you know, which thank goodness we haven't seen too much of, you know, it's because he's just competitive and he wants the team to win. It's not that he wants the ball or these kind of things. It's just because he's competitive and he wants to win. And I can roll with someone like that any day. I'm sorry? It's nice, but the road still goes through Denver. They are Super Bowl champs, division champs. I will always pay their respects to them because that's what they earned. We have earned absolutely nothing yet. We've earned 4 wins in 5 games, which is a great feeling. It feels very nice, trust me. You know, don't twist that. You know, it feels really nice, but we haven't done anything yet.
Derek, did you feel like you got a little slow start?
Yes.
It
was frustrating because it was like little things, like the interception, like they were holding our running back, you know, on a screen. So I threw it at the running back hoping to get the call, and their nose tackle picks the ball off. And it's just one of them things, man. I should have burned it at his feet instead of trying to be cute and get the penalty, all those things. But, you know, it was just ridiculous. Then the ball I overthrew Jalen on, which he'd probably still be running, I went to throw the ball to Crabb, and then tucked it because I saw how open Jalen was, and I never reset my feet. I just tried to get it to him fast because he was so open, and I did something. It was just dumb. You know, that's just bad. And I told the guys, I said, you know, hey, it's my fault that we started this slow. You know, I'll pick it up. I'm fine. You know, we're fine. Let's just go win this game. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because you have to be ready. You got to be prepared, and you want to be on top of it. You want to be in front of it. And, we sat there, you know, Coach Downing, every time we have a 2-minute drive, has, Nick Holes come up, and because he's the 2-minute guy. You know, he does the presentation during the week, and we talk. You know, before the first half, he brought him over. He said, all right, talk to us. You know, they do this. They think this. They could do this. They haven't shown it, but they could do this just on how the game's going. Same thing second half. As they're about to kick a field goal, he comes up. We all three have that conversation just to, you know, get our mind thinking that way. Then when you go over there and, you know, that happens, you just, okay.
Were you watching or did you just?
I was watching because we do it in enough time to where, you know, we do it and then I can go get ready to, you know, go, you know, get out there with the team. You say year 2?
Yeah, year 2. Uh-huh. So are you guys to the stage now at the end of the game you know somebody's going to make a play for you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of confidence, and it's definitely not an arrogant thing. I can promise you that. We are very humble, you know, especially with this game. It'll humble you real quick, and, you know, that's nothing that we worry about. It's just we guys have a lot of confidence because we work really hard, you know, and you guys know I don't like when that term is thrown around loosely because hard work is, it sucks, you know. And, you know, we like to, you know, make sure we hang our hat on. You know, we work extremely hard, and especially in those situations. You know, we spend a lot of time throwing routes. We spend a lot of time, you know, going over coverages. We spend a lot of time going over 2-minute drills, you know, end-of-game situations. And you always, you know, you hang your hat on that. Hey, we've done this before. You know, let's be confident when we take the field and let's go do it.
Are you going to break down
The touchdown? Yes. So they brought down, I believe it was 31 covering him. They obviously had some injuries, so they were swapping in some guys and stuff like that. But we saw him bringing him down, and, versus that look, that's, coupon, that matchup, coupon a lot of matchups is what you like, especially down the field. And so I just tried my best to hold the safety, number 20, to the right hash, and, just gave Coop a shot to go run underneath it. Yeah, it's something that we talked about. When we came in the locker room, I was happy that we won, but him and I looked at each other. I said, man, we left too much out there. We left so much out there. There's too much, and we can't do that. We're not going to get away with that every time. And, we do a great job of holding each other accountable, whether I can make a better throw or him, just doing a better route. Whatever it is, we're going to work on it together because we left way too much out there. We scored 34 points. And we're disappointed. That's a good feeling. That's a really good thing that as an offense we're there. That if we can have that many, yards and points, and we still feel like we haven't even scratched the surface of what we can do, that's a good feeling.
Do you figure that every game, every win is going to come down the wire?
You know, it has been so far. I don't know. we were talking about it'd be nice to enjoy a fourth quarter at some point. But in this league, teams are too good. I said it last week, this league is designed for everyone to go 8-8. It really is. It's that close, in talent, coaching, everything. And then somewhere you just got to find ways to win and, get it done in the end. But it would be nice if we didn't have to do all the stress and the drama at the end. That would be nice. But knowing this league, we're just going to keep fighting and straining. Coach Del Rio uses that word a lot, is strain. It's never going to be easy. We can never expect it to be easy. Yeah, go out there and strain for everything and earn every yard.
How stunned were you when they don't get snapped out? That's a pretty basic play. What was your reaction? How stunned?
Just super thankful, man. The way the game was going, you get a guy like Phillip, the guy's thrown for a billion yards in his career, against every defense there is known to man. He's seen every coverage. He's seen every blitz. You're not going to throw something at him that he hasn't seen. So, with a game with him, you got to score. That's a credit to Phillip, because Phillip's a dominant player. It's like, he's up there with, Peyton and yards and touchdowns and these things at where he's at in his career. I mean, the guy is, I have so much respect for him, and he knows that, but you just, when it comes down to the end, when you get a play like that, it feels good.
You guys knew you were going to get a touchdown tomorrow, I'm sure, but, and you did, but is there some relief to get that one to do?
The first one's always the hardest, no matter what it is. But I'm just happy for him, because he works his tail off. The guy works extremely hard. He had his best week of practice, I thought. That's a credit because he's had obviously really good weeks of practice. But he's working extremely hard to get better and all those things, and he doesn't get frustrated with those kind of things or anything like that. He keeps his head down, just like everybody on this team. They keep their head down. Don't worry about all those things. Let's just worry about winning. What can we do to contribute to win? And I'm just happy that he got in the end zone, so we can throw that one away. I do remember Wood talking to me and, saying that to me. I didn't know he was ever going to bring it up. That moment right there for me meant a lot because of obviously who was saying it. I'm however old I was, 20-something years old and just now getting to the NFL, and he's saying it. It's like, man, I've only been here a couple months. I appreciate it though. For him to say those things, I just have so much respect for him. I'll never say those things, so I'll let someone else say those kind of deals. But, I'm very honored that he would say that, and I'm thankful. And Wood, love you, man. Happy 40th. Belated. But you're up there now. Yeah, and, a couple of those plays where he got the sacks where, the ball was still in my hand late. I got to figure out a way to get rid of it and not let those things happen. I did a better job, I think, during the beginning of the year, and I'm just talking about one game today, but of just getting rid of it, even if it's not there, just burning it, and that's that fine line I got to fight all the time of trying to make every play. But I think that he's a good player. I told him afterwards that, you know, hey, man, keep working hard, you know, because you could tell he's a high motor, high effort guy. And, you know, I love playing against really good people. So I hope he continues to get better because it's going to be fun to compete against him for a long time. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it a little bit, you know, as we were coming down, and you know, that was really cool. You know, I love Raider Nation. I love Fresno State. Fresno knows that. Whenever we get to the game, you'll see Fresno State flags, and some guys are wearing four jerseys and red and things like that. And it's, you know, that just grabs my heart. It really does every time. You know, to see that, you know, there's just that much support and things like that, like the four jerseys. I mean, that stuff, that'll never get old to me. That stuff, I've been dreaming of those kind of things since I was a little kid. And I'm very blessed and honored that, you know, people would even think that, that they'd even want to wear mine, you know, which is really cool, and I'm thankful for that. And so I love our fans. I really do, and I'm thankful for them. And, you know, I'm just happy that we're 4-1 because I love for other people to feel good. You know, I don't care how I feel. I'm just thankful that they can go home and feel happy today.